Today on Gardening in a Minute, recycled utility mulch. Adding mulch to your garden beds can help retain moisture, ward off weeds, and keep your landscape looking polished. And in many communities, you can even get mulch for free. When utility companies trim trees near power lines, they often grind the cut branches into mulch and offer this at no charge to local residents. The mulch isn't treated in any way, so it may contain seeds that can sprout in your landscape later, requiring you to do some light weeding. Utility mulch may also be uneven in size and texture. Make it look nicer by applying what's sometimes called a mulch veneer. Just spread a layer of store-bought mulch over the free mulch, and you'll have a professional look at a fraction of the cost. For more information about recycled utility mulch and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, designing low water use landscapes. Water is a precious resource that we all need. To conserve water, design your Florida-friendly landscape to thrive mainly on rainfall. Use the oasis approach, placing high-maintenance plants in areas with the most visual impact, like entranceways and patios. These areas of your landscape will need the most care. Group plants that have similar water needs together in the rest of your landscape. If you have an irrigation system, you can set individual zones for different water requirements. Use a 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch in your planting beds to help keep moisture in. Choose drought-tolerant plants and consider a drought-tolerant turf, such as Bahia. To help protect your environment, take the smart approach to landscaping and plan ahead to use less water. For more information about Florida-friendly practices and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, training vines. Vines tend to be fast growers, climbing ever upward in their quest to reach the sun. This can be a perk with taller structures like arbors, but on fences or trellises, vines can end up looking sparse at the base. Training your vines from day one can help fix this problem. For twining vines, weave the new shoots sideways through the sections of the fence or trellis and keep doing this as the vines grow. Once the vine reaches the top of the fence or trellis, start weaving the stems downward. For clinging vines that attach themselves to supports, you can pinch the tips of the new shoots to encourage the vine to branch out and get fuller. Spend a little time training your vines, and you'll end up with good coverage on your trellis or fence. For more information about training vines and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, trees and power lines. Tree limbs that touch power lines can create a serious hazard. If you live in a neighborhood that has above-ground power lines, you should always think carefully before planting trees. Whenever possible, avoid planting trees where they could possibly grow into the power lines. Opt for narrow, columnar trees that won't spread into the lines, or choose smaller trees that have a shorter, mature height so they won't ever reach the lines. For help selecting a tree that's suited for your area, talk to the folks at your county extension office. A few options include Chickasaw plum, two-winged silverbell, and golden trumpet tree. Proper planning now will keep you from having to do unnecessary pruning down the road, and it'll help keep you safe. For more information about trees and power lines and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, outdoor furniture. Outdoor furniture can give your garden space a homey feel and allow you to express your individual decorating tastes. Choose a style that you enjoy, like Mediterranean or English garden, or create a style all your own. Furniture made from wrought iron, aluminum, teak, and some types of wicker can be good choices because they withstand rain and humidity better than some other materials. If your furniture has cushions, remember to choose outdoor fabrics that won't rot or fade like polyester or acrylic. Also, make sure that cushions are stuffed with polyester so they will drain and dry quickly. Unique lighting can also make the outdoors look like the indoors. Look for products that have an all-weather light bulb and shades that are waterproof and washable. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.